Hi everyone, it's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus Club bonus podcast. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the classic 101 Dalmatians, the animated movie that came out years and years ago, way back, I think it's like in the 50s, it was the 60s, wasn't it? This one was recommended through one of our Patreon supporters, so big thank you to everybody over at Patreon for supporting this one. And if you are a Patreon supporter, you also get access to these episodes about a week or so earlier than everybody else as a little bonus. So let's jump into the 101 Dalmatians. Watch this one sort of over the Christmas periods, and generally was like, it was hard, the big chunks of it that I kind of forgotten about. It was kind of one of those, oh, I know the story and I know where it's going, but it's like watching it back, I don't remember this as a kid. I don't remember this as a kid. It was like my memory like eliminated like all the boring bits in between.
Or the specific details within it. Like I don't remember Hasper and Joris watching TV and commenting on the TV while the puppies are just kind of wandering around. I can vaguely remember it, but after I watched it, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Or the howling chain where where Pongo and Purdy were like, no, we have to let all the dogs know, and they would howl, and then the next dog would howl, and then the next dog would howl. I was like, okay. But, yeah, there were definitely some boring bits, too. I'll grant you
and
that.
Also, but as well as that, it was a quite a tight, short little movie. It's, I mean, what, about 80? It wasn't very long. You know, and I think that's definitely a thing going forward with, like, the classic Disney movies. The run times were everything was much tighter now because, you know, everything now seemed to be, if it's under a 2-hour movie, there's something wrong with it. And it's like, actually, you know, this is kind of a good thing with these animated ones. They're much shorter, much quicker. I mean, some of the music as well. I mean, that whole thing of, think of that thing at the beginning of, like, of how she wants to turn them into puppies. You don't quite, she's not really that really evil until you get to like nearly like halfway when you go, oh no, she is completely bonkers.
Yeah, I mean, granted, her name is Cruella de Vil, and she's driving this huge car, and she's bombastic and larger than life. You can kind of infer she's not a great person. Plus, of course, Roger hates her right off the bat.
Yeah.
But yeah, it isn't until you're like, oh, she's going to skin the puppies and make a coat out of the puppies. You're really like, no, it's not just a name. She's evil.
And it's that thing as well, like, I know it sounds really stupid, but it was like, it's like, here's all the puppies that have been born. And, you know, and I go, well, where's all the rest of them? I thought there was 101 of these. Yeah. And it's like, and then it's like, they go, oh no, they collected them all together and then they took them all in. And you're like, ah, right. I didn't remember that bit.
I distinctly remember as a kid having that reaction, being like, 15 puppies, like, and more, right? There's supposed to be 101 of them. I was not a bright kid in that moment too. It was like, I don't know how 99 puppies would have fit in mommy dog, but you know, it's like, yeah, you know, like, where's the 101? And eventually you get to the 101.
Yeah, it was, I did find myself kind of going, hey, well, I thought there was at least 99 puppies, but yeah, it's kind of fun going back and watching this kind of thing of like, you know, the music and, you know, Cruella de Vil is like this iconic villain that's constantly shown. And, you know, they've done the live-action versions of the movies, which sometimes as well, like, having watched that kind of recently as well, it kind of, the crossover of what is from one and one into the other, and it was like, and then they've also got, like, the 101 Dalmatian Street and the animations and all these different things. But, like, these are really popular characters, but then I sort of watched this first movie and go, like, this probably was enough. And it's that kind of weird thing where, it doesn't feel like there's enough story to have made all those prequels and sequels and all the rest of it, because, you know, if we've got a Cruella prequel coming later this year, and it's like, it's amazing how they've kind of stretched out that, because I feel of it as like a, that was a nice story round up in one like nice little tight little bow, and that was it really.
Yeah, and then they've got 102 Dalmatians to build onto it and stuff. I don't know, I think there's just something kind of not iconic, I'm trying to look for the right word, but just kind of compelling, maybe, about, you know, these dogs and their fight against this evil woman and her henchmen, and they're not rescued by humans. or not directly anyway. They have to save themselves, and it's all the dog's ingenuity and such. It just, it's an entertaining story, and I can see why it stuck with it. I also agree, though, we don't need a Cruella prequel, especially if they're going to soften the character, if they're going to be, oh, yeah, she wasn't really evil. She just kind of was down on her luck or something like that. And no, just embrace it. She's Maleficent. She's, you know, the Wicked Witch. What, she's just always been evil. You don't need to give every character a gray backstory.
It is that thing as well, because it's like, you know, you might mention like Maleficent and stuff there, and I kind of look at like Cruella, and I mean, they've tried softening her with the movies as well. I just like, you know, she's essentially just an egotistical boss that likes having her own way and just thinks a fur coat is really cool and fashionable and doesn't really care how she gets it. And it's like a kind of weird thing of going, that's not really in the same vein as like Maleficent or Darth Vader or something. That kind of, I'm like, this going like, she just wants a coat. This is like, that's what she wants. It's like, she's not after world domination, or she's not after, you know, power or anything. She just wants a coat. And another thing, I'm like, yeah, she wants to kill puppies for it. Yeah, that's really sick. But it's like, in the grand scheme of things, she's not really, you know, like thinking that. And you've got these henchmen just literally just to make her a coat.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's this thing about cats and dogs. You know, we have this thing within us, or most of us do, where, you know, you can't kill dogs in movies. There's an entire website dedicated to be, I think it's like called Don't Kill the Dog or something, where it's like, is there a dog that dies in this movie? And the answer is mostly no, but every once in a while you get a movie like John Wick, the first one, and dog dies. And people will not watch the movie because, like, you know, I can handle John Wick killing 50 bajillion henchmen, but that dog, no, that you leave that dog alone. It was Armageddon, you know, the meteor movie with Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis. I was listening to the commentary on this. This was a long time ago. And the director was talking about, there's a scene at the beginning where a meteor crashes through basically the subway station, and it lands right on a dog.
Yeah.
And the director was like, we couldn't kill the dog. We showed it to test audiences. They were like, no, you cannot kill the dog. So they shot an entire scene showing the dog dangling by its collar, very clearly alive, because they're like, nope, can't kill the dog.
No. And there's like things like, I think like Racing in the Rain, Fox brought out that. I mean, my wife was watching it on the plane recently on a holiday, you know, and she's blubbery. And I can't watch it on the plane. There's no chance I can watch it on the plane, because it's like, I know what happened last time I watched Marley and Me on the plane. It wasn't good.
I will not watch animal movies in theaters for that exact reason. The potential for them to end in tears and crying is just way too high. And it's funny, because I'll watch, you know, these movies very emotional about people, you know, fighting cancer, or fighting, you know, living a tough life. And by the end of it, I might be like, oh, yeah, that was kind of sad. But you do the same story with a dog, and I was like, don't talk to me.
Well, it's funny, because I was watching John Wick 3 on Netflix last night, and this thing of a killer dog. And you're like, right now, that's it. It's like they killed like 100 people, and you don't even. It's like, I mean, I'm usually just laughing, and my wife's going, why are you laughing? And I'm going, because it's like a video game, this is. And it's like, yeah, you kill the dog off, and everything just like, no, right now, you've really done it now. and it is like, I think with Unreal Animations, are just like, they obviously couldn't do it, but there is that thing of like, Cruella just becomes this because she wants to kill dogs.
But it's like you said, her major objective here is to get a fur coat. If you're talking about the scheme of evil plans, we're not on Hitler levels here, you know. But it's because it's dogs. Not just dogs, it's puppies.
Yeah.
You're going to skin puppies to make, you know what?
Yeah.
If I had to choose between shooting Cruella and Hitler, Cruella's getting it right between the eyes, man.
It's that weird thing, isn't it? I was just like, it is just strange of just like how they are. They've created this whole villain just about, like you say, the potential of killing puppies and the whole dog. I mean, you think of what this would have been like back in the 60s when this came out, of like the reaction. It's probably why the reaction to this movie has always been so good, was because it got that reaction out of people.
Yeah, and it's like I was saying earlier too, it's not that the dogs get rescued, it's that the dogs outsmart Cruella too.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of rings to you where you're just like, yeah, not only did the dogs win, but they get the win themselves. Mm. And there's just something cathartic about going, yeah, you've got this evil person and the dogs kicked her butt, man. Mm.
Yeah, definitely to me, like rewatching this back and going, okay, you can see how it resonated with people of like how this villain is. You know, when you go around the parks and stuff, you know, there's all this Cruella stuff and Halloween parties and all that, and she's become this like iconic villain. And it's like, yeah, it's like really weird. Because as a whole, like I said, yeah, it was strange watching him back go, she's really not like the brightest villain either.
No, she's not. She is actually really dumb when you get down to it. And her henchmen are even worse. Her henchmen are dumb as doornails. But it's all in the name of humor for them. Yeah. And it's also underplaying. If she was smart, if she was truly like a legitimate threat, it might actually be entirely too scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if she was a competent threat, you know, that's not, it loses the lighthearted nature of it. If you get to a point where Roger can't sing the Cruella de Vil song, and you would be like, nope, she's going to kill him for that.
Yeah.
It becomes an entirely different movie. It becomes a much darker movie. And it is still, at the end of the day, a Disney movie for kids. So I'm glad they went with the kind of more incompetent stupidity and just played it for laughs, because this could have gotten dark very fast.
I still like the fact that, like, when she just walks into the house and goes, oh, the puppies, yes, I'll buy them. Give them to me. And he's like, no, not so. No, I am having them. You don't. I always get what I want. That kind of like, I get what I want kind of thing of, and it's just, you know, essentially like, you know, firing the woman on the spot because she couldn't buy the puppies. And you know, that thing, like, anything like, you know, now like what, 60 years later, of kind of that thing of like how bosses and stuff are still viewed that way. Of like, you know, the big chief of getting, must get what he wants, otherwise you're fired kind of thing. And that, so that still holds true all these years later.
It's not even just the boss. Working retail, I know you've got plenty of experiences with that, but I also worked retail back in the day too. And you definitely get those customers where it's like, well, it's going to be this way. And it's this way because it's always this way for me. It's like, I am a lowly cashier. I have no say in this whatsoever.
I had one last week. It was like, I want my eggs running, and if they're not, they are coming straight back. And you're like, going, whoa, there. It's like, you're like, okay, calm down. But it's that kind of thing of, yeah, it's that kind of thing. I, you know, that thing of, I want my own way, and I'm used to getting it. And yeah, you see that right from the word go in this movie.
Yeah. I think that's what makes her so compelling. It's not just that she's, you know, she's going to kill puppies. I think most people can relate to that, can go, I know this person. Mm. I mean, she's obviously a caricature. She's obviously, you know, completely over the top, but you can still go, I have encountered this person before. They're narcissists. They don't understand how the world works outside of themselves, and they don't understand how evil they are.
Yeah.
And it's just eminently relatable.
I also like the fact of how the dogs like kind of get the humans together to try and can get together. I was like, you know, pull them into the water and all the rest of it, and just, you know, just trying to get them attention to get. And it was like fun seeing it from the other side of just like the dogs kind of trying desperately, just trying to get these humans together. We'll just put them together and they'll be all right. so I can see the girl kind of thing.
It's just a fun movie, honestly. I can see why it's still a classic. I obviously watched it plenty of times as a kid, and it was fun watching it again as an adult.
It was a lot of fun. But let us know in the comments below what you think. Oh, you got one more thing.
1 second. This isn't actually about the movie. I want to mention this about Disney Plus specifically. And this might be a stateside only thing, but just in case. Yeah. If you search for it by the number 101, 101 Dalmatians, you will not find it. You'll find the live action movie.
Yeah.
And I think I found something else. You have to type the number out, 101 Dalmatians. That's how you search for it. It's really stupid. Disney needs to fix that. But if you're looking for it and you can't find it, that's why.
Yeah, it's just strange. I think because I tend to use the A to Z. I tend to go into movies, and I go into A to Z, and then I go through them more often than not. But yeah, you'd be kind of, as you said, there's a lot of people, it's not on there. Yeah, one. you have to type one rather than 101. You'll get the live action version. But nevertheless, let us know in the comments below what you guys think of 101 Dalmatians. Love to hear your thoughts on this classic movie. As I said, make sure you do check us out over at Patreon as well. And also, we also are going to be running this on the Facebook group as well and getting your feedback. So we're going to be kind of integrating this with the Facebook group as well, with the What's on Disney Plus Club, and kind of getting everything integrated all together this year. So we get your feedback. And so on the next videos and stuff, we can integrate your thoughts on that in advance. So the next one is going to be Tall Tale, a movie I've never seen, never heard of, but it was picked by the Facebook group. That's what they wanted to talk about. So that will be our next video. Yeah, just kind of the whole thing. And we're going to merge them all in together and kind of do some random movies and do this at least once a month, maybe even twice a month if we've got time, etc. But nevertheless, we shall see you guys in the video. Laters.
Later.